It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
El Presidente heading to Alabama to survey the damage in Lee County after two deadly tornadoes struck there. I believe he'll be moving on to Mar-a-Lago after that, if
yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
I think that's the plan.
Has an interesting twist to it today, by
the
way,
news.
I might add. Oh, boy, is right.
Oh, jeez.
But he is, Mr. Trump addressed the sentencing of Paul Manafort.
I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. I think it's been a very, very tough time for him. But if you notice, both his lawyer, a highly respected man, and a very highly respected judge, the judge, said there was no collusion with Russia. This had nothing to do with collusion. There was no collusion. It's a collusion hoax. It's a collusion witch hoax. I don't collude with Russia.
There's a little problem with that.
What's that?
There's a slight problem with that. That is not what the judge said. Yeah. The judge said we are sentencing on a different case than the collusion case. This was a tax fraud case. Hmm. Tax fraud case in which he did not pay taxes on millions of dollars that he took from Russian-backed Ukrainian interests as they were invading Crimea. Not exactly God's work.
Wow.
And so the judge did not say there's no collusion. The judge said this is a separate case. That's a different district, and that's a different case. We'll have to wait on whether Mueller's indictments go beyond that. Because remember, that case got sort of backed up and around.
Mm-hmm.
This is the case that he beat some of the case and not the rest of the case.
Gotcha.
And that sentencing, you know, everybody was sort of taken aback by 47 months. But in a case like this, is kind of what happens. There were a lot of people saying 6 years. Which is what and so this judge went a little bit lighter than 6 years.
Got it.
Yep.
And then he went on to say this.
His lawyer went out of his way, actually, to make a statement last night. No collusion with Russia. There was absolutely none. The judge, I mean, for whatever reason, I was very honored by it, also made the statement that this had nothing to do with collusion with Russia. So, you know, keep it going. Let's go. Keep the hoax going. Just a hoax. Senator Burr said there's no collusion. You look at Devin Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee. They said there's no collusion. And guess what? There is none.
Okay. Again, it's not what any of those people said, except for Devin Nunes. Of course, he said that.
Right.
Right.
Mueller report could come out at any point now.
Yes.
And for those of you wondering about that background noise, again, those are the hamsters and the little wheel inside the president's brain, keeping it going by moving their little feetsies.
Oh, please.
I like the way he says that word.
Collusion.
Collusion. I have a collusion on the rocks.
Hoax. Collusion hoax. It's not a hoax. Hey,
I
think he said witch hoax at one point.
I want to say, though, and, you know, we kind of predicted this on this program. That a picture now has surfaced.
Oh, no.
Of the woman who owns the Orchids of Asia.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. The Day Spa.
Day Spa.
In air quotes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is in Jupiter, Florida.
Yang is her name. She's 45 years old and seems to have hung out with the president a bit.
And the whole, there's pictures of her with the son.
Yeah.
A lot of selfies.
She's the founder of I think it's called Tokyo Day Spas or something like that.
Very,
that tells you a little something right there, right?
Kind of like Kylie Jenner, self-made billionaire. Eh?
So she was sitting behind the president during the Mar-a-Lago Super Bowl party.
Oh, good ticket.
Oh, my God.
You can't make that stuff up.
It's fantastic.
And there's a picture that she takes.
The founder of the massage parlor.
Right.
Frequent Mar-a-Lago partygoer hung out and watched Super Bowl with president.
Right there.
This is with him.
Robert Kraft's person.
Right. And now this was not Ming Fu Hulu, who is, of course, you know, chief masseuse and bottle washer.
She was arrested, too.
So this is the owner of the...
This is the owner. This is the founder.
The founder.
I believe she
bigger
sold,
than the owner. Founder.
Founder. I think she sold off each store individually.
Okay.
And I think Ming Fu Hulu owns the owns the store.
Yeah, she claims that she's out of the business now.
Out of the
business.
Of course
she is.
Right. Not, not in the business of human trafficking.
You mean that after the whole place gets raided, you go, I'm out of the business.
Imagine that viewing party. Li Yang, have you seen the omelet station? Get ketchup.
Can you believe these Patriots? I mean, seriously, ever since I've been president, they have not lost a Super Bowl. Can you believe them? That's by the way, how's Ming Fing Hulu?
Oh, no.
How's
Wow.
Is she okay? Did she get over that sprained wrist?
Oh, God.
Number four.
Tony Prankwing and Lori Lightfoot met last night, and it was about an eight-round battle.
Jeez.
Two candidates for Chicago mayor advanced to the April runoff. Hard hitting. Carol Marine, right? Mm-hmm. Do not let Carol Marine loose on situations like this if you don't want to see blood splattered on the wall.
You take it seriously.
Ms. Preckwinkle, what song makes you want to get up and dance?
A change gonna come.
Ms. Lightfoot, what song makes you sing out loud in the car?
Just One Victory by Todd Rundgren.
Oh, wow.
Symbolic.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Oh.
I believe there's clear evidence they were fed the questions in advance.
Yeah.
An operative.
I like when they argued who grew up poor. Lori Lightfoot's like, I grew up from a rough background. Tony Prankwinkle, I was poor too. I was definitely poor.
We were food insecure. We were poor. Yeah, they both legitimately have
like
risen
to
up
each other.
And become very successful from humble, humble roots.
I was poor. I swear.
Oh, boy. Wait, there's more.
What do you do to relax?
I'm a sports nut, so I've got, like, every sports act, Bleacher Report, ESPN. I pay close attention. My White Sox are queuing up, so I'm excited about that. And I'm looking forward to a new bear season as well.
Ms. Preckwinkle, what do you do to relax?
You know, I'm a history teacher by profession, and I love reading biography, so I do that. And as a history teacher, I love antique shows and antique fairs. You know, I love old stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was a pilot for Glee.
Well, what do you
guys
do?
You're the gym teacher who loves sports.
I'm with Lori Lightfoot on the whole thing, especially since you mentioned the White Sox, which are heard here on 720 WGN.
I think that deserves a bell ring.
Yeah.
Looking forward to perhaps Mayor-elect Lightfoot throwing out the first pitch. Who knows? Well, they're both White Sox fans, actually.
Okay.
So we're reclaiming it from Rom. He's a classic Cubs fan. I don't really go to a lot of games. Once in a while, I go to
Goes to games.
Throw a knuckleball.
Because he's got to go make sure that the project is going well over there.
Is Tunney here? Where's Tunney?
Stay away from him.
But is there one more? All right, hold on.
Ms. Lightfoot, when you ride a bike, do you wear a helmet, obey stop signs and traffic lights?
Yes, I do.
Just follow the law. And, Ms. Preckwinkle, since you don't do that, do you think that there still should be greater enforcement of traffic laws for bikers who don't sometimes stop at stop signs?
What's happening?
Well, it's incredibly dangerous to ride without a helmet. And many of our bike riders don't pay any attention to the traffic laws, which is not only infuriating, but scary for drivers.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Now, Ms. Preckwinkle, when you ride your broom, do you like to stop at the red? No. What? All right. I don't know.
Did she state before that she doesn't ride a bicycle? Is that
must
why?
Have. I don't know. We're just picking this up in mid-farm here. And they're all right.
Kind of Barbara Walters asks questions.
Yeah, and there's one more. There was a lot of hard-hitting stuff, but we're just playing this. Mm-hmm.
Do either of you double park, or if you have a driver, allow the person who's driving you to double park, Ms. Preckwinkle?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no.
Take that as a confession, Ms. Lightfoot.
Well, I try not to double park. I mean, obviously, sometimes when there's no parking, you're running into a store. Yeah, that's happened, but I try not to because, frankly, I don't want to get a ticket.
Actually, Ms. Preckwinkle, I actually don't because my driver is actually dropping off campaign literature in other wards, so I don't. So he comes back and picks me back up.
I mean, did they ask about dibs too?
not last night. I don't believe. All right, you know what? Listen,
good stuff.
Thank God. Now I know the answer. But I'll tell you that Lori Lightfoot. That's again. She got Bleacher Report up.
Jeez.
Yeah. I wonder how she feels.
Deep dive.
I wonder how she feels about that new Ohio State quarterback.
Wow.
I feel about that.
Should
the NCAA have let that kid skip the off year? He goes right to play from team to team. Is that okay? I think it's okay. Thank you. If you say it's okay, I'll vote for you. All right, we'll get to your 3-2-1. But first, let's find out from Kim what's happening in the news at the bottom of the hour.
We'll bring you the latest on new charges against actor Jesse Smollett. Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
Top 5 continues right here on The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Number 3.
Heidi Montag gave a very Heidi Montag answer to a question involving representation on her former hit reality series, The Hills.
Oh, boy.
And its upcoming reboot, The Hills, New Beginnings. Vogue magazine published an article and video with the cast of the show, which will premiere this summer. Stars Montag, actress Misha Barton, Audrina Partridge.
Partridge.
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Whitney Port and Stephanie Pratt.
Hmm.
Much like The Hills, all the stars of The Hills, New Beginnings. I'm reading this like 20th Century Fox wrote it. I don't know why. They are all white, non-disabled, and heterosexual.
True.
So, obviously, you can't have a show like that on television anymore, can you, Heidi Montag?
Do you wish that there was a little more diversity represented?
We don't all look the same. I mean, Audrina has darker hair. I feel has darker hair.
Stop. You can't.
But yeah, we're California girls, and it's a group of friends, and that just happens to be the group that came together. But, that's just the way the show was. I have other very diverse friends that feature on the show.
Did she get any media training in advance of this promotional tour?
We're all California girls, and quite honestly, those other people you're talking about make us sad.
As much as I hate that this is like coming around, they're in my wheelhouse. Like, I'm that age. They were my people a decade ago, and I know I'm going to watch it. And you don't watch it for the cultural appropriateness and the diverse viewpoints. I mean, the fact that she didn't recognize.
It's hard to defend her, but what are they going to do? Photoshop their black friend from 10 years ago or 15 years ago?
Or like friends, somebody stop by. Like, what's friends up?
That could be an episode of Search for Diversity.
Remember, friends had to shoehorn our very dear friend into the cast?
Aisha,
Aisha Tyler.
I love her.
Yeah.
She had to like just show up and date somebody,
right? It was the most difficult acting challenge of her career. We were supposed to believe that she was into Ross.
Right. And Joey. And the funny thing is,
I can't decide which one, the idiot or the nerd.
Yeah, because
that's Aisha.
Super attractive, very talented woman.
But, listen, they got dark hair. And also, again, in her defense, out of the 57 million people in California, they're all white. We all know that. There's no diversity. They're all California girls.
Here's the problem. Nobody wants diversity on television. Everybody chooses. When people sit down in their homes or whatever it is, they choose things that, with the exception of sports, they choose what they want to see and news, right? People now are choosing their own flavor in that. And all of that. I mean, it's a funny thing, and it takes like this whole kind of moment in history to have this young woman who's writing for, is it the Vogue, reporter that asked that question?
I think so. Yeah it was an interview.
Right. Because Vogue is so diverse. Right. Because there's a lot of people, there are a lot of people who are food insecure, who are buying blush for $150.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Please.
But their hair colors are different.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the worst. I know someone with dark hair. That was the weirdest
thing. That was tough. Tough one there for writing.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number 2. Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
God, I love Nickelback. Debates are the lifeblood of Congress. But yesterday, a Democrat and Republican took to the discussion in the House to another level. They argued about the band Nickelback. Mark Pocan of Wisconsin was debating how U.S. prisoners are counted in the census. Then he talked about a related provision that hadn't been received well by the public.
Everyone else wanted to change this out of 77,000. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low. And I think if you look at Nickelback's your favorite band, I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
During his rebuttal, Congressman Rodney Davis from right here in Illinois said,
that my colleague from Wisconsin, I know he did not mean to offend the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans in his district in Wisconsin. I'll stand here to save you from doing that and have to face the political consequences at the ballot box.
Yeah.
I enjoy getting debating back and forth, and it's always good to have some good humor on the floor of the House. And, yes, I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist that I listen to on a regular basis.
There was more diversity in the Heidi Montag conversation than that.
I can't get through this without crying.
She's a DJ.
What in the hell is on Joey's head?
AOC's texting all her friends. What are they talking about right now?
Who's
this,
Nickelback?
Is this code? This must be some sort of code.
Nickelback must be some sort of white supremacist band.
God, poor Nickelback. Somewhere Stained is always happy about Nickelback. I couldn't cut it as a poor
man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. Please, bad enough. He has to sing
it. This is painful.
All right.
And yet we all know the songs, don't we?
Yeah, we do. That's.
I'm with Rodney.
Yeah, show me.
We have become the United States of ridiculous, is what we have become.
Fox News ran a poll that 87% of people really do like Nickelback. 13% said
not. Fox News viewers.
Those were 84%
of them
thought the question was, would you like a Nickelback from your Social Security?
No, it's and to CNN, they're like, who? Or MSNBC would be more like
that. MSNBC would be like, I think the Indigo Girls would have something to say about this.
Another wedge issue.
Look at this photograph.
Not a Nickelback fan.
Here we go, and finally.
Number one.
I've seen those tricks before.
Marshall Brodeen, who played Wizzo the Wizard on The Bozo Show for 26 years, has died. Born and raised right here in Chicago, drawn to magic at the age of 8 when he was entranced by a magician's performance at his school. At 14, he took to a job selling and demonstrating magic tricks and novelties at a magic center in downtown Chicago, in the Loop. Brodeen wasn't solely a children's show cast member. However, Brodeen performed magic and stage hypnosis for years at lounges, clubs, county fairs, parties, trade shows, and sold the Marshall Brodeen magic cards on television, which everybody had to have.
And then
those
you wanted
ads were everywhere. Right?
And then you found out that every other card was the Ace of Hearts.
Oh. Now you tell me.
Now, yeah, I know. So back in 2007... Bill Leff and I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to him. And he talked about one gig in particular where he got invited to perform in front of members of the Chicago Outfit.
Oh. Well, I worked in, when I was 19 years old, I worked in Cicero when Cicero was wide open, gambling, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in a place called the Magic Lounge. I went out there one time to see a magician, and I started to do some magic, so they hired me. And across the street was, you know, all the mob guys, Sam Giancana and Yupa and all those guys that ran the town.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, the second night I'm there, I'm behind the bar doing tricks. And George, the guy that runs it, says, hey, Marsh, there's three guys in the end of the bar. Go show them a trick. So I walked down there with this bird cage. And I said to the guy in the middle, tap the bird cage three times, a bird appears. So he goes, boom, boom, boom. Hey, I don't see no bird. Tony, you see a bird? No, we don't see a bird. What's this bird? And I said, well, here, hold the cage. And it disappears. He says, where did that friggin' cage go? Hey, Tony, you know where it is? What are you asking me? Ask him. So he looks me straight in the eye, and he says, where is that friggin' cage? I says, that's magic. He pulls out a gun.
Oh.
I mean, a big gun. Ooh. Hits my forehead, clicks it back, and says, where is that friggin' cage?
Yeah.
That cage came back out of my coat faster than it disappeared.
That's a great story.
What a story.
Wow. And then he also told us this. This is amazing. About the day that the management had to come to him and tell him that Wizzo was dead.
Ooh.
Organized crime ran the nightclubs here. So.
I can give you my last story, which is good. I worked there for 3 years. I worked there 2 years for, or 1 year for George, and then 2 years for Rose. One Saturday night, place is packed, everyone leaves. Two guys walk in, they say, you're a magician, right? And I says, yeah, you're not working here no more. I said, what did I do wrong? Nothing. We're changing it into a strip joint overnight. So I pack up all your stuff, and I left. The next night, a friend of mine's taking a girl out for the first time to come in and see me at the place called the Magic Lounge. He walks and he sits down in the bar, and all of a sudden, bump, 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 bump. Girl comes out taking off her clothes. She slaps him in the face. You took me to see a stripper. You told me I was going to see a magician. He's, I'm telling you the truth. Marcia was here last night.
Wow, on top of everything else, a wonderful storyteller.
The great Marshall Brodeen was 84.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's News brought to you by Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo.com.